Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The word peregrine means wanderer, and travels of one who is peregrine are peregrinations. These words come from Latin and are not used very often except in the name of a spectacular bird, the peregrine falcon. A male peregrine can be nearly 20 inches long, females up to 22 inches long. In birds of prey, females are usually larger than males, allowing them to better defend their chicks, even against a hungry mate. Peregrines are blue-gray above, with a striking face accented by a black bar that extends down from each eye like sideburns. In adult peregrines, these are prominently surrounded by white feathers. Young are brown above, and while they have the sideburns, the visual impact of the sideburns is muted by the white feathering around them being striped with brown. An adult peregrine's breast is speckled a bit, and its belly is distinctly barred. A young peregrine has a heavily striped throat and darkly mottled belly. Both adults and young have a strongly hooked upper beak with a sharp downward-pointing tooth-like structure extending from just back of the beak's tip. This structure is used by the bird in severing the spine of its prey. A peregrine's wings are pointed and relatively short, like those of a fighter jet, built for speed and maneuverability. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Peregrine falcons, sometimes known as duck hawks, have a long association with humans. They were favored hunting birds of noblemen. Hunters have also persecuted them because peregrines prey on ducks. Growing human populations meant declining peregrine populations. More than 60 years ago, their dwindling populations took a steep nosedive as a result of pesticides such as DDT. Being at the top of the food chain, peregrines accumulated these pesticides from prey, and the consequences were lethal. Peregrines were among the earliest species added to our endangered species list in North America. Peregrines were an early warning system for us. Beginning in 1972, those pesticides were banned, and slowly peregrine populations began to recover. Peregrines usually nest on cliffs in more northern environments, but they follow their prey south for the winter, and quality of winter habitats is crucial to their survival. Most peregrines winter near beaches where there is open habitat and a plentiful supply of food. Some peregrines call Florida's beaches their winter home. Others depend on the resources of those beaches as they pass through to winter homes in the Caribbean or Central or South America. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Well, the name peregrine means wanderer, and these large falcons can be found on every continent except Antarctica. Their travels and routes are with a purpose. Northern populations, those that breed in the Arctic and other northern areas, are migratory, often traveling long distances on spring and fall migrations to and from breeding and wintering areas. Some peregrines travel over 15,000 miles on migration. More southern and tropical populations are sometimes sedentary, not migrating at all. Migratory peregrines don't travel in flocks, they're loners. And unlike songbirds that usually migrate at 2,000 to 3,000 feet, peregrines often fly at only about 300 feet, perhaps to better take advantage of potential prey. The routes taken by peregrines often follow shorelines where they can find shorebirds and ducks, but also follow mountain ridges where they take advantage of updrafts that reduce the energy costs of their trip. During a typical migratory trip, peregrines spend only about 6 hours per day on migratory travel, another hour hunting, and about 17 hours resting. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The peregrine falcon is sometimes known as the duck hawk because it will prey on ducks, but its diet includes a much greater diversity of food, including grasshoppers, dragonflies, other insects, bats, small mammals, and birds ranging in size from hummingbirds to small geese. To capture its prey, peregrines often dive nearly vertically on it, with its wings folded against the body in a descent known as a stoop. Stooping peregrines have been clocked at speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour. Theoretical calculations suggest they might sometimes reach speeds closer to 200 miles an hour. At the moment of contact, a peregrine's toes are widespread with claws ready to grip, but at high speed, prey is often knocked unconscious by the blow and goes tumbling through the air before being seized by the peregrine's claws. Once seized, the peregrine bites through the victim's neck, severing its spine, quickly dispatching its prey. While peregrines often hunt in flight, they also hunt from perches and sometimes hunt while walking on the ground. A peregrine's vision and flight capabilities are exceptional, facilitating its success in tracking movements of its prey as it is diving at high speeds. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Peregrine falcons have been a favorite of falconers for more than 3,000 years and are still captured and used for hunting. For example, the state of Florida issues limited permits for falconers to capture peregrines. Today, peregrine falcons have made a dramatic comeback from a sharp decline and endangerment during the 1940s into the 1970s. Because of their position at the top of the food chain, they were greatly affected by organochlorine pesticides such as DDT and other man-made chemicals that were stored in their tissues to a lethal point or to a point where they could no longer lay eggs that had strong shells. Their populations plummeted and drew attention to the problem that we dealt with by banning use of those chemicals. Scientists at Cornell University and elsewhere made recovery of the peregrine possible by captive breeding and releasing them through a process called hacking, placing young in a cage where they could be fed by hand puppets to prevent them from imprinting on humans. When grown, they were allowed to fledge on their own. Many were hacked in cities where there were an abundance of pigeons, prey favored by peregrines, and they remain in cities, nesting on city buildings, one of the greatest of conservation success stories. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.